You got to have your number on your wife, see it. And I said, I showed her. I even took the letter, showed some of them. And there's one nigga that's standing up on the wood pile. I said, where's your badges? He said, it's over there on my cap. And my cap said, where's your cap? Over there by my lunch. I said, well, today I'll check you. But tomorrow, if you got to have it on your shirt, where I can see it. I said, that's not my order. It's order from the auditor from Lumpton. I got a letter today. The man didn't have his number on his person where I could see it, not to give him time. He kept working, you know. So the next day I went down, same fly, I said, where's your number? Says on my cap. I said, where's your cap? By my lunchbox. And you tall, black, kind of sarcastic nigga. I said, well, you work this much for nothing, it's about 10:30. I said, you might as well go home, you're not getting nothing for what you done today. I put a zero there, you know. And I got to the other end, the yard foreman was a white man. He had a nigga for assistant. He had a line, one-eyed line. He was good in the band. He was a nigga. And he whistled at me. He come by, that fella told me. He come there, he said, Mr. Moran says, give Will that time today. I see that he wears bad. I said, Will, I told him yesterday, plain English. And his partner there will tell you that today, I said, it wasn't my order from the Lumberton auditor. And I said, I'm not giving this time at all. I said, if you want to pay it, you can pay it, I'm not. So he was short a day, payday short. This nigga, this Will is assistant to the yard man that went to the old man. He was nice, well, he told him about it. He said, I didn't give him a day there for. He says, I come. He said, because the man didn't have his number. He said, you go see Mr. Moran about that. He's running that job. He said, I ain't got a damn thing to do with that. Mr. Moran has that to do. And he never did get paid for it either. The next day I went that door, he had his number on him, you know. If I'd let him buy, I'd let the rest of them, you see.
Yeah.
And he never did get his money for it either.
Uh-huh. Mr. Moran, what about your wife's education? Can you tell me how much education she had?
She had about eighth grade education. She went to public school.
Okay.
She had a chance to go to high school here where her brothers went, but she didn't want to.
Yeah. You said you went to St. Stanislaus, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you go all the way through?
No, I went 3 years. I didn't finish. And I had some important job in the county. I kept books for the county, which was a very tedious thing.
Yeah.
And some people finish high school today, they can't hardly spell the figure.
That's true.
I learned my multiplication table to 12 in the third grade. When I went to Stanislaus, I could say, I learned them to the 25. You can ask me anything, 19 times 19, 19 times 17, or anything, I can tell you just like that. And I could tell you fraction. Everything in fraction, one after the other. Now I can't, you know, like 12 and a half is 1/8,
yeah.
16 and 2/3 is 1/6 or something like that. I could tell you all that. But now, I'm out of it. You asked a high school kid finished what is fraction. Now they won't know what you're talking about. They don't know what you're talking about, fraction.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. Can you tell me, were you ever in any clubs around the Kill? Did you have any social clubs or anything like that around there?
Well, for a while there, they had the Woodman of the World there, and I was the last clerk of the Woodman of the World they had around the Kill there. And then they had the Knights of Columbus, Bay St. Louis, that belonged to it.
Yeah. Okay. And your wife, was she a member of any clubs or organizations?
No, she was. She's a housewife, raised. We had six children, and seven, but six of them, beside them, they're about like stepchildren, you know, and she done a good job housekeeping. Not bragging on myself, but I raised six nice children. I remember a fellow by name, banker there. I done business for 37 years.